Hey folks, this is Ted TNT coming at you with another episode of Unagency. And we are an ad agency in a sense, but we do things in a very unagency-like way. You're listening to us here on a Tuesday, and you're listening to Motley Crue. We watched the film The Dirt over the weekend, and it's been pretty interesting because, as we mentioned yesterday, they were kind of in a very unique class of entertainment types because they were actually doing their own promotion without record label representation, going right to the fans. This sort of thing happened earlier too with Kiss. We mentioned that. And if you want to read more about that type of in-your-face promotion, straight product to fans without any middlemen, you can check out some of the history of the great rock and roll from New York, which covers the New York Dolls and Kiss in the book Too Much Too Fast, or Too Much Too Soon, I think it is. I am Ted Cantu, an ex-art director from Chicago and New York City. Now I'm working for you and showing you what's what on the web. So welcome. You know, we've got some interesting insight on search engine optimization. I just want to touch upon a few things that some of you business owners may not be aware of. You know, we talked quite a bit about permission-based marketing. We talked about Dan Kennedy and all these other things, and Seth Godin, and it's been pretty interesting. But you want to keep in mind that there's another way to get customers too, and I'm going to go into that with a little story. This morning, I was going out for coffee, and I was on the phone, with my girlfriend, actually, and I was a little preoccupied talking, and the next thing I know, I was in Starbucks, and I got carried away talking on the phone, and I didn't realize, I thought I left my keys in the ignition, and panic, really struck in. I thought, oh my gosh, I left my keys in the ignition. I got a call for a tow truck, so I went to my phone, and I typed in emergency tow service, 24-hour lockout service, and there was nothing in my area, which is really funny. And I know for a fact that there's tow truck companies around Walled Lake and Wixom, that there is. But there's not much else out here, let's be honest. But that is basically an interesting point. Those companies should have been they should have been listed, and they weren't. So I'm going through Google search, and I'm looking at ways to get into your car. One website asked if I had a spare set of keys, which didn't help because I was actually far from home. And then it also talked about breaking the window, which is not going to happen. Eventually, I found the keys. They're inside my shirt, my sweatshirt, the front pouch. And I'm not used to keeping keys there, but that's what they were. So the point is, if you're a business, you want to utilize the maps, right? Now, getting on a map is a big deal, obviously. But there are some limitations for the maps and Google. If you've ever tried to apply for an application, you're going to know that you need to have a physical location, some kind of a storefront to have a map service for your business. And also, there's the possibility that you're going to have your map on that page with about 50 other businesses. You want to be in the top three positions, the top three, what's called the three-pack for what you do. And those are the phone numbers that get the most response. Now, this is what I'm telling you. It's extremely important to get your business listed on Google Maps, number one, but you also have to figure out a way to make sure that you're in the top three of your category. And there's various ways you can go about it. So that is a really big thing right now. And some people actually swear that this is a much better tactic than working with paid ads and SEO and Facebook ads. I say, for example, of probably best practices, you should do a little bit of each. And you should also have a mailing list of people. You shouldn't be starting up fresh every time. And those are my thoughts on that. So, and there's a lot more. You can go into our site and check it out yourself and see what we think about, you know, that sort of thing. You are at, what is it? We're 6 minutes in almost. Yeah, 6 minutes in. We're going to go for a little while this morning. I want to also mention some concepts here for you for promotion, because a lot of you guys out there are pretty sure that you know what you're doing. But when I sit down with you face to face, I see your eyes glaze over and you don't really know what I'm talking about. You say you know what I'm talking about, but you don't really know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to pre-record all these big, heavy concepts on my podcast show so you can listen to them over and over again. And in the event that we do need to meet face to face, we can at least have an intelligent conversation about this sort of subject matter. This sort of like helps me out too, that I'm not spinning my wheels and approaching these subjects fresh every time. I want to mention about YouTube and their channels. You should have a YouTube channel for your business, for video. There's a thing on there called the Creative Commons license. And most videos, you know, people check that box or they leave it alone. When you upload, I'm going to explain what this means. When you upload your video to YouTube and you have a Creative Commons license, typically what happens is you're okay as far as, you know, your video. Anybody can come along and grab it and reutilize the video footage in it for something else. It's like a free, like a user-free image, user-free thing, you know, like a library of sorts. If you got that distinction of Creative Commons license, people can take your whole video in whole, or they can chop it up in pieces and use it as part of their presentation or their video, and they can upload it to their channels. If you want channels that have tons of video on it and tons of research material, you could do that using this material, using this type of SEO in a sense. What's kind of interesting about it is as you do this, as you start to populate your own channel using other people's content, you can also change the title of the video and also the description. And as far as that goes, you might be wondering, what's the legal ramifications of that? Right now, Google will give you the permission to do that. And there is there's very little being said about it, you know, as far as restrictions. So it is probably a good thing to do. And that is a really unique thing. Now, there's a lot of different videos you can choose from. And how do you find them? When you do a video search, there's a little button with a little magnifying glass. When you click on that, you can click on where it says Creative Commons license. When you click on the Creative Commons button, the video list will change and filter out all the videos that you can basically use for yourself. And that is really interesting thing to do for yourself, because now you have a whole library of content you can choose from. And that is my take on that. So check that out. It is pretty interesting because you can use a lot of content that's already made, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, which could be pretty advantageous. I would look for special effects on there, too. If you're doing video editing at home, and you're using a multi-track mixer, you could probably get some really good green screen effects on there as well, hopefully, if someone's kind and generous enough. I'm going to do a search right now, because I'm in the mood for getting an explosion, actually. I want to get some footage for a video shoot I'm doing. And let me just do a really quick search here. So if I go to YouTube, I'm going to just type in green screen effects, and we'll see what comes up. And hopefully there'll be some really good things I can pick from. The whole thing about the marketing on the web now, it's changed so much. It's exciting, and it's almost endless. Let's see, green screen effects. Let's see. I'm going to do user footage. See what comes up here. We got, looks like we got some stuff here. There's a lot of tutorial stuff. But it looks like, there's a channel dedicated to effects. If I'm reading this properly. So there is some stuff on there that you can actually use. Huh, that's kind of cool. There's some effects here. I think I'm going to use this one. Hold on, let me make sure I can use it, though. Go back. They got some really cool things on here. You go to the filter button, and then if you go under, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Go to your left, second from the right, it's features. You scroll down, and then Creative Commons. You click on that, and it'll show you. There you go. All your sparkle glitters, all your green screen looks like seashells, some stars, some fire. There we go. That's always good. And some transitions, and some animations. Yeah, great. I would say you could probably use all of these. And that's really great. And if you know how to do chroma key in Adobe, you could always pick, I believe it's Ultra Screen, or Ultra Key is what it is. That's the green key. And then you use that, and it's a really sharp mask, and you can take any of these effects and put them in your own videos. So those are really, really great to use. So I'm just telling you some things that you can do, that you can use, making this podcast functional. So first, you want to be found. You want to use what we talked about on the maps. And there's a whole art to it that you want to do. But basically, if you have your pieces in place, and you've got great testimonials, and you've got good customer service and nothing to hide, this will work for you. If you don't, it'll be a little trickier, obviously. And you got to keep in mind that when you're doing these types of maps, that a lot of people are searching for businesses like yours on their mobile devices. So becoming part of what's known as the 3-pack is extremely important as we go into this new digital age. So that's my big news for the day. And of course, then the second one is you can build your online channels with YouTube video, your own YouTube channel, using Creative Commons license, user-free material, and build up yourself as an authority. So those are two really awesome tools here for you. We are coming up on the 14th minute mark, if you can believe it. This morning's just kind of flying by. We have some really cool things happening in the Metro Detroit area. If you're looking for any type of business type networking, do check out Eventbrite. That's a really awesome site. There's some really cool things on there, and I think you'll really get a kick out of, and be surprised actually, of some of the really good things that are happening in your area as far as business and meetings and meetups and that sort of thing. So that is what that's about. And we are in the middle of rebranding our site. So we're going to have some really interesting tools and demonstrations and things on there for you to watch. And hopefully that'll be coming out this week. Today is Tuesday. So hopefully between now and Thursday, you'll see something from us that's coming up. We're going to go ahead and cue up the music for right now. You're listening to a little more Motley Crue. If you haven't checked out The Dirt on Netflix, it's actually a pretty good film. If you can stomach it, it's not for everybody. It's a bit raw in a sense, because they were a very edgy band. And of course, now we're moving into a brand new era of higher consciousness. So it may not be a suitable film for everybody in the house. And we are almost out of time. If you have any questions at all, you can always give me a shout at TedCantu or TedCantu.com. Come check out our new site as we're developing it. We are putting in new things every day. And you can always give me a shout at 248-277-6141. And write me if you want at TedCantu@gmail.com. And you can catch me here for a very limited time in Metro Detroit, because I am moving back to New York this summer, so we are excited about that as well. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow. We're going to have some really interesting insight here on how to sell to the affluent. This is Ted Cantu with Unagency. See you tomorrow.